Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sometimes in the life of a Gary YouTuber, you see something online that captivates your interest and you use it for your own benefit. That's what's happening here today because we have found a tier list that was already made on the Tier Maker website and we are here to do it today. I've forgotten the name of the person who did it. Thank you to West Coast Pop _ on the Twitter machine who has put together a compilation of the worst wrestling gimmicks ever. And I, Gary YouTube, who loves to do some Gary YouTubing from time to time, thought to myself, well, you're saying the worst wrestling gimmicks ever, that's subjective. Mm. So if I was to put my own list together, you might think they're all fantastic. So just use this, guys, and slaughter his opinion on professional wrestling gimmicks.
I think that sounds like a fun way to spend the afternoon.
Yes. Any more thoughts?
No, that's a great choice of tier list. There's some really bad gimmicks out there. Let's see if some of them make the cut. I'm very excited to start placing these in the tier. I'm excited.
Gary Editor, please hit the Gary intro, please. So just in case you haven't been here before, we're going to put these worst gimmicks ever into several tiers, ranging from the worst one, which is at the top of the tier this time, because this is the worst gimmicks ever, of -5 stars. Ooh. Then in severity, we're working ourselves down into effing bull poo, much like the Iron Sheik, just bad in the middle, just plain bad. Not the worst ever, you know, old bean. And then, not even bad when you think about it, really, at the bottom there.
There's some bad gimmicks that are not even that bad.
We're going to kick things off with Emelina.
Well, I mean, it's starting off strong here because we saw her for months and months teasing her arrival.
I've got 11 weeks in my head and I don't know why.
Oh, I think it was maybe longer.
Yeah, because they had all these promo packages, Emelina coming to Raw while she's posing on the beach and doing all that sort of stuff. Remember parodying that for a WTF intro way back in
what
the day?
Intro,
sorry, my brother
intro.
Did that. Yeah, my brother.
Not me, my brother did. Somebody looked like you.
Yeah, looks sexy though. Emelina, after all these gimmicks, all these promos hyping up her big re-debut in this new gimmick where she was a glamorous model type sort of thing, it just didn't bother.
Thing is, it didn't go anywhere.
No,
it could have been a decent gimmick, it just didn't go anywhere, and they teased it for so long that it was like Veer. It just
came. But he came eventually.
He did eventually come.
Emelina, unfortunately,
to Raw,
didn't come.
So I think it just goes in.
Should we just go bad and then we'll work it out from there. These are circular, these ones. My goodness.
Fancy boy.
Now we have Heidenreich, and the picture used is when Heidenreich had a Hershey's chocolate bar under his arm and chocolate smeared all over his face, as if to suggest that big muscular man who's never touched a carb ate a bit of that chocolate bar.
Yeah, a bit of chocolate. I do like a bit of chocolate myself. What's your favourite chocolate?
My favourite chocolate is Lindt.
I've got like a Curly Whirly.
Curly Whirly. Did you know you can get Curly Whirly Swirlies?
I did not. You've blown my mind.
Go on, say that phrase.
Curly Whirly Swirly.
How flipping fantastic stuff. Anyway, he's got a Hershey chocolate bar under his arm, a comically big one. You'll never guess why.
Why, Gary?
Because he was in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and he wanted to make friends. This is when Heidenreich was a stupid babyface doing that walk that he used to do that was really, really awkward to watch. This was... I guess we should maybe do this as babyface Heidenreich as a whole.
I was going to say, yeah, just as a general thing, because he was in the Road Warriors, wasn't he? So, like, it's not a great run of Heinrich's career. Jumping straight to me, I think effing bullpoo.
It's markedly worse than
it is worse, and it had Emelina. No potential.
No, none at all. And he did the thing he should have done when he was feuding with Undertaker and all that sort of stuff. And then I guess once you've done that, and it just went bad.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Naki, a gimmick that has aged like milk.
Yeah, it has aged. Like milk. It's not a fun gimmick to look back on, is it?
It's Vince McMahon's penchant. If you come from a certain country, you must be a certain way.
That's very true, and it's a -5 stars because there's no redeemable quality of it.
No.
When he was SmackDown's number one announcer,
that's fantastic.
But when it's Kung Fu Naki, that's just not fun.
It's like we got flashback. Well, when Akira Tozawa was dressed up as the ninja, I was like, oh no!
Funaki was great.
Yeah,
that was not great.
That was not great. It was a nice picture there, anyway. All the same, we'll move things on to Eugene.
Okay, it's a -5 stars. There's not much we can really. It's a terrible gimmick in the fact that it's. It's not done in any... It's not one you can do.
We were not laughing with Eugene, were we?
No.
We were laughing at Eugene in the way he was booked back in the day.
It's like Kung Fu Naki, looking back on it, it's not aged well. And as much as Nick Dinsmore did what he was told to with the character...
He was... this is going to sound awful. He was convincing in the role.
Okay.
Can we say that? I don't know.
I think you can say that in the sense that he was given his job, and he did the job well.
Yeah.
And it was a character that, as you said, you weren't laughing with him, you were laughing at him, which is horrible. And looking back on it, but it is a product of its time, but it is -5 stars.
It was a job he was given, a job he did well, but a job he should never have been given in the first place.
Absolutely.
That is Eugene as a gimmick.
Yeah. There's not much more we can say on that, but it shouldn't have been done.
Paul Burchill had a lovely time in WWE. He ranged from an incestual lover, man, with his sister.
Jack the Ripper,
But the gimmick in question here today is Paul Burchill the Pirate, who appeared on SmackDown via rope because Pirates of the Caribbean was a thing.
So he appeared like a year, 2 years after it was a thing. Because Vince McMahon has to go, oh, pirates are hot. And they're like, no, that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I've got quite a bias for this one.
Why?
Because when I would play SmackDown versus Raw 2007, I loved his entrance. Because you swing in from a rope. It's cool.
Mm. It's cool, is it?
I thought it was cool.
Is this when James May on Top Gear back in the day, when he would go, oh, that's cool, lad. But because he said
because
it was cool.
Because it's James May that's saying it's cool.
It's not cool.
It's not cool. So that's exactly... I'll take that. I'm James May. The James May of Cultaholic. I liked his gimmick at the time. I was a child. So I guess that's exactly...
How old were you in 2007?
In 2007, I would have been 9. But... It was in 2007. I think it was maybe 2006.
It's around that ballpark.
Yeah. But I didn't think it was too bad. But actually looking at the gimmick and thinking today, it's bad, and it's close to effing bullpoo.
I mean, you look at it one way, or you could look at it the other way, and it's a man, a big muscular man with a sword. So it's basically Drew McIntyre.
It's Drew McIntyre again. Wherever you come from, maybe Paul Burchill wasn't from England, but was from the Caribbean, and he's actually Johnny Depp.
I'm gonna go bullpoo because it's one of those gimmicks where, and sometimes you need to show it to a non-wrestling fan. If you showed that gimmick to a non-wrestling fan, they'll question your life choice as to why you're a fan of professional wrestling.
Having said that, though, it would fit perfectly into NXT 2.0 right now.
If done right, yeah.
If done right.
Not the way Paul Burchill was done, but if done right, of course, it would flourish in NXT 2.0. Now, the B-team are on here. B-team, go.
Yeah.
These battle scars, there.
What a theme.
Yeah, what a theme indeed. Obviously, started life as the Miztourage and then morphed into the B-team. I thought the B-team jumped the shark. Is jumped the shark the right way to put it?
So you think they were good as
the Miztourage.
And then just went too far.
Because in the Miztourage, you obviously had the Miz who thinks he's an A-lister. Then they thought they were sort of A-listers too, but they weren't because they were the Miz's lackeys. Therefore, they were less A-list
than
the Miz, who wasn't A-list to begin with himself.
The thing is, though, they were really fun together.
Yeah.
Like, they're not the worst gimmick that we've already got on the field.
They're the best gimmick we've seen so far.
Yeah, and I think not the worst ever. You know, old Bean. It's kind of the appropriate tier for them because, as you said, they were better at one point.
They didn't fall too far.
And the pair of them, they were good wrestlers.
Really good.
Yeah. You know what? It's we have to say here, I thought, you know, immoral is a word that's thrown around from time to time with WWE. But I thought the merchandise for the B team, where it was literally just a B that was shoveled on a white shirt, they sold that for money. When you could have just gone down to Primark, paid £2 for a T-shirt, £1 for a Sharpie, and made the same shirt for a tenth of the price.
Absolutely, you could have saved a bit of cash. But, and as well, they did well with it. If we're saying that Eugene...
Raw Tag Team Champions, by the way.
Exactly. If we're saying the other, like, such as Eugene did well in the role, I think they excelled in the role as well. They were on TV regularly. And if you look at the previous list, Michael McGillicuddy wasn't doing anything. He was terrible as Curtis Axel.
I've done it.
There you go.
That's where they belong to be.
Not even
that bad thing about it. We've talked ourselves out of it.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Moving on now to AJ Styles, the phenomenal AJ Styles. We all know AJ Styles, don't we?
Oh, love AJ Styles.
His gimmick is pretty easy. He's phenomenal.
He's phenomenal and he's a good Christian man.
You see that wrestler over there? He's better than him.
Yeah.
And he likes to show you why.
The former strength.
So for some reason, Fraser, as I want you to elaborate on, for some reason, TNA decided to make AJ Styles a little Ric Flair.
Yeah, he was part of the Fortune Four because they were like, we've got to have our own four horsemen. But there was five in it because that makes sense. But they brought, let's pair him with Ric Flair because they gel very naturally. You know, Ric Flair, notorious for his behind-the-scene antics. Whereas AJ Styles is a very wholesome, nice Christian man who has a family and a wife of many, many years, and they thought, let's make him a womanizer with blonde tips.
And a robe.
And a robe where it wasn't great. But it's like peak Hogan TNA.
Yeah.
So I think straight away, just purely because you've got such a talent and such a bad gimmick paired, it's got to be effing bullpoo for me.
Effing bullpoo for me as well. It just it never, as a concept, it just should never have got off the paper.
Yeah, because
it was written down on.
Perfect for just like, oh, here's your top guy. As you said, he's better than everyone else. Not in a, he's better than everyone else, and he's cocky. It's just, oh, he's a really good wrestler.
It's just a thing that should never have happened.
Yeah,
I think that's what we need to say about that. Quickly moving on now to a gimmick which, it's Irish jigging Becky Lynch.
I mean, you said it earlier. It's a WWE going, you're from there. That's your gimmick.
Yeah.
Being Irish, they've gone, you've got to do a dance. It's like Drew recently, they're like, you've got to wear a kilt and have a big sword, because everyone from Scotland's got a big sword. Everyone in Ireland, just, they walk around doing an Irish
like
jig.
It's like when Grandmaster Sexay was on SmackDown 2, Know Your Role. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't just walk, he would do his jiggy thing.
Yeah.
So Becky Lynch, obviously being Irish, would have to do the Irish jig everywhere she went. She was happy, she was go-lucky, she wore green.
Yeah.
She wasn't an alcoholic.
No, that's true. They did save that cliche. So it's bad for me because they gave her a terrible gimmick, but it wasn't. It was just a gimmick of, oh, she dances, and we've seen worse.
You're Irish, therefore you do that. It's just no thought put into it whatsoever. Obviously, no attention paid to what she'd done previously in the wrestling world.
Yeah, but which is really weird because it's NXT. Mm. And it's NXT on its, when it's rise, and it's given a weird, very NXT 2.0 gimmick.
No, oh, how dare you?
Got to get those shots
no,
in.
No, why would you say that? Why would
I
you say that?
I feel like you would have an Irish dancing gimmick in NXT 2.0.
No, you wouldn't. What's giving you that impression from NXT 2.0?
Ah, just little hints.
What
that you
culturally
might.
Appropriate gimmick?
Culturally appropriate gimmick.
Or culturally inappropriate
gimmick. That's true. There's not many, is
exactly.
There? There's not many, but I feel like you would fit in. A dancing gimmick.
How dare you? Akeem the African Dream is next up.
Talk about insensitive gimmicks.
But it's funny because he's big and fat and he dances.
Yeah, right. So before we came in here, I watched his debut promo.
Right.
It's terrible.
What happens?
I think it's, is it Gene Okerlund is standing in a very rough area with a barrel that's
on fire. Yes, and he comes out the
and
fire.
And he's like, they told me I was going to the deepest, darkest pits of Africa. And then Slick comes along and goes, it's Akeem. And it's not good. Please, just, we can't, I don't want to, I don't
want
to go into it.
I would love to have lived in this period of time, because obviously this is One Man Gang before, well, just after he was One Man Gang. So this is like, who's big and hard just on the WWE roster today?
It's, let's say,
Veer Mahan.
Veer, yeah.
Leaving us as, you know, the lion Veer Mahan.
Of course.
And coming back as the African Dream.
It's very similar to that. Or Von Wagner just disappearing one day and coming back and saying he's Russian.
I wish he would. But Hakim the African Dream has not got much redeeming qualities about him, as much as entertaining as some people might have found it.
Yeah, it's...
Bruce Pritchard certainly loved it.
I don't know why, I don't know how. I really can't see any redeeming qualities from
Licks Vince McMahon's ass.
It's not even going, you're from here, that's your gimmick. It's going, you're not from there, but here's the gimmick that we would give someone.
We're working our way down here.
I think it's worse.
Verging. I think it's the worst one in there so far. And let's rank it in there like that. I think AJ Styles is worse than those two in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Next up, we move on to... Now, this person has put David Arquette... WCW World Champion in there, but I'm not going to dignify that with a place on this tier list.
Okay, because it's too good.
Eric Bischoff or Vince Russo, whoever was in charge at that time, said, Fraser, would you want to be WCW World Champion?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly. I think he's too good for this list.
The Zombie from ECW, obviously, rest in peace to the guy who played him, passed away unfortunately.
Yeah.
What? You laughing?
Thought you were making a zombie joke.
No, he actually died, didn't he? It's a shame. But obviously, with ECW, the reboot going on Sci-Fi, they wanted more of these weird, wacky, supernatural gimmicks, so this gave the man the Zombie.
Yeah.
And when you're an ECW fan, we're coming off ECW One Night Stand 05, ECW One Night Stand 06, you're thinking, wow. Hardcore, extreme, it's all coming back. Yeah. And there's the Zombie going, ugh.
That was top notch.
It was the first nail in the coffin.
It really was. It was like, okay, this has set the scene well. There's no redeeming qualities to this gimmick in terms of what you can actually do with it.
No. Well, I mean, it's a zombie, but he got beaten up by the Sandman with a kendo stick, didn't he?
But it's weird the fact that in WWE canon, to use the term, they've got an undead mortician.
Yeah.
But a zombie just on its own just is a bit too much.
Yeah.
I think it's
been... It's minus five stars. Minus 5 stars.
You couldn't see WrestleMania main event.
It's another
zombie versus Triple H.
Well, maybe you could if you took acid. But it's one of those gimmicks again where if you showed your non-wrestling fan pal, oh, look, this is what I watched this week, they'll be sitting there just, why am I friends with you?
Yeah, no one's going to go, oh, you've got to watch this week's
Die alone, you sad man with your zombies. Next up, move on to the Boogeyman, and he's going to get you with his clock and whatnot.
Yeah, he was.
His clock.
Again, talking SmackDown versus Raw 2007. I was like, oh my god, this is the coolest.
This was such a weird. It's such a weird thing to look back on because it's a gimmick that descended into comedy, really good comedy. Yeah. But it started off as a proper serious gimmick because you go back to WrestleMania 21, 22. One in Chicago, and you see Booker T. You know, Hall of Famer twice over, Booker T. Big muscular man, Booker T. Squashed, scared.
Yes.
Terrified of the Boogeyman.
I mean, have you seen his face paint?
Yeah.
I mean, if
it's really good face paint, to be fair.
That could be just the Boogeyman.
It never seemed to wear off. Like, you know, when stings would wear off because of sweating and whatnot.
Remember being in school, it was always like, that's his face, he's tattooed.
What kind of paint are you using? It's incredible.
It's just Sharpie.
Well, in Marty. Marty with your birth certificate
that was fake for Tough Enough. Yeah, yeah.
excuse me.
Wait, we've been there, though.
I reckon not the worst ever, you know, Old Bean.
Yeah, it had potential, that there was something there. It was
never going to be a world champion gimmick, but for a middle of the card entertaining thing that produced moments like Queen Charmel getting a face full of worms, why the hell not?
But for every moment like that, you've got the growth being eaten off the face.
That scarred me. I remember watching that on Friday night over here in the UK, and that scarred me, that did.
True horror.
Yeah, just gotten over Kane unmasking, and then that came along several years later. Terrifying. Anyway, we move on now to Muhammad Hassan. Timing.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with this is they started off fairly strong with it, where it was
nice the way it was done, in that the fact he was going, you're all horrible for me for no reason other than, you know, who I am and the way I look and this, that and the other, and then obviously what happened in London happened.
Yes.
And they had to just end it.
But the thing is weird, because that gimmick at the time, that was a heel.
That was just wrestling, though, wasn't it?
That was a heel. It was like, look, I'm being discriminated against because of who I am, and you all think I'm this, but I'm not. And then that was meant to get booed.
It hurt because it was true.
Yeah.
This is me looking at it through the eyes of a fan back in the day, of course. Not my own views.
But, like, now, that gimmick, I think that gimmick had legs to stand on, and it's just they decided to go in a very weird direction with it. And
it's a gimmick that could still be used today. That's the...
Yeah.
I was going to say the best thing about it, but... It's
one that it could be used, because it's still, unfortunately, a real aspect of life for people, and the fact that there's discrimination. And it was done well to start off with, and it just tipped.
It's the one who used the terrorist, the lads in the balaclavas and the Undertaker, okay, and the piano wire and all that sort of stuff.
It's typical WWE.
Yeah, and it's just Vince McMahon being Vince McMahon. But do we go there?
Not even bad when you think about it.
The initial part.
For the initial, I think you've got to then put it, maybe the bottom, if not the worst.
Not the worst in there, because of what it turned into eventually before they had to cancel it, obviously. So there we go, Muhammad Hassan. Lovely man. I'd never met him.
I assume he would be.
He's a school teacher. Yeah. They're all lovely people, aren't they? I like Backstreet Boys. NSYNC 2. Britney Spears is kind of cute. I watched Duh 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 on MTV. Everybody, one, two, three. Three count, everybody.
That's incredible.
I should have had those lyrics written down.
Wow.
They've just gone from the back of my head slightly.
It's like karaoke at the summer party.
Three count is only here. I murdered that song in the best way possible. I didn't realise how bad I sounded until someone showed me the video the morning after.
I think that's everyone with karaoke. No one sounds good in karaoke.
I do Elton John and George Michael, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, for my karaoke song. And it's been my karaoke song for about 8 years at this point. And I heard myself back for the first time at the Cultaholic Triple Jump summer bonanza at the Caravan Park. Mm. And I sounded terrible.
I loved your little, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John.
Yeah, that's what it said.
He brought it together.
Wonderful. Anyway, three counts here.
They are.
For some reason, I was a big fan of three count in WCW.
Why?
Because they had dancing mats, and they would put the mats in the ring, and they would dance, and people would hate it because they were jealous of their dancing abilities and their singing abilities. Mm. I love 90s cheese, and this was 90s cheese encapsulated in a wrestling gimmick.
I'm unfortunately not too clued up on three count.
That's it, basically. Take your the steps, right?
Yep, steps.
This is steps, but if it was three men with muscles. Shane Helms.
I would have put the world title.
Evan Courageous with his muscular body. And the number one MFer, Shannon Moore. I'm going to sneeze,
What a sneeze.
I should have done it in my arm. Learned nothing from the pandemic. Anyway, three count, where are we going? Count.
Well, as I think you've got the authority on this one.
I'm blinking. So I am.
Where are you putting them? Where do you want to put them? Where would you put them? And then I would
put them there.
You would put them there? Okay. I mean, a lot of what I'm basing on this is their potential as a gimmick. Did that have legs to stand on? Did it have a good run?
Right. Imagine, right, if Brock Lesnar joined... What's like a rubbish dancing gimmick here in 2022?
In 2022, is there a rubbish dancing gimmick at the moment?
Well, let's just say, imagine Brock Lesnar joining Steps. That's what three count was when they brought in Tank Abbott. Tank Abbott, one of the hardest men in the world, right, became a member of three count, and they'd had him dancing and whatnot.
Well then,
that's how good it was.
Not the worst ever, you know, you old bean.
Yeah.
Shall we put it? I think it's worse. It's weird saying worse because it's the way we've got it, but worse. Muhammad Hassan.
The first part you had to go. Yeah. Taking my blinkers off, of course, because I was a big fan of three count. Gene Snitsky, baby kicker.
Just on a comedy level, it's just absurd, but it's funny.
Was it Gene Snitsky's fault?
Yeah.
Because he did hit Kane really hard with a chair.
Yeah, and he also just kicked the baby. And kicked the baby in the crowd. That's one of the funniest scenes of with folk that are non-wrestling fans when they're like, oh, you're a wrestling fan.
That would make them wrestling fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think he needs to be not even bad when you think about it.
Really?
No. What's your thoughts?
I'll go in here somewhere. Not the way. Oh, yeah.
Is he, right, you know your three count. Is he better or worse than three count?
He's worse than three count.
So, but is he worse than Boogeyman?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Is he? Yeah.
But is Becky Lynch, is he on the same level?
Because Snitsky back here, he was still... This is before they made him shave all, like, every single hair on his body off and
made him,
the acne came out because the roids were stopped being used.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, allegedly. That's what it looks like anyway.
Yeah.
But this is when he was sort of being booked as a big, strong lad on Monday Night Raw. And I don't look back too badly on Gene Snitsky.
He's just one of those talents that has kind of been forgotten about in
I mean, he's not one of the best ever, but he's not one of the worst ever. Well, there you go, I've just said that.
So there, not even the worst ever.
Baby kicker Gene Snitsky. And that moment's fantastic. He gave us a fantastic elimination at the Royal Rumble. He's the guy who hoofed Paul London in the
nice
head.
Clothesline.
Sent him flying. He couldn't have done that without Gene Snitsky. Go on, Gene Snitsky. Isaac Yankum, DDS, brought in by Jerry the King Lawler in the mid-90s. An occupational gimmick that worked.
Oh, yeah, and of course...
Because everyone hates the dentist.
Everyone hates dentists. That's... it's an interesting gimmick in that we're kind of, well, we've got an occupational dentist currently wrestling a wrestling dentist.
Very different vibes,
not in this sense.
We've already been to her surgery once rather than every week, and then looking at him like point of view camera, and then
it's a bad gimmick.
Yeah.
And it's, again, it's the performer did all right with it. Like, he did all right with it. It's not a great one. Obviously, they changed it fairly.
Just bad.
Yeah, I mean, I would make an argument for effing Bullpoo, because it's not great at all.
But you think about the times, and everyone was an occupational gimmick, so you had to have something.
That's fair. 1995 was filmed. You had trash men. You had
plumbers.
The roadies. Everyone. So, okay, bad is fair for
Bottom
Isaac.
Bottom of bad. I think.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's fine. Oklahoma from WCW was Ed Ferrara. I like to say Ferrara, like Andy Gray used to say Paolo Ferrara on football commentary back in the day. That's a reference two people might get, but I liked it all the same. Ed Ferrara was a creative worker back in WWE, a worker for creative, not a creative worker. I don't know if he was good enough, but he worked for the creative team in WWE back in the WWE, and when Vince Russo jumped over to WCW, over he went as well. I don't know if it was before or just after, whatever, but he was there during the Russo days, and for some reason, they had this man who didn't have Bell's palsy pretend he had Bell's palsy and take the piss out of Jim Ross, who legitimately had Bell's palsy.
For that, again, it's sort of looking at that sort of,
-5 stars.
That Eugene sort of area of they should definitely not be making a gimmick out of that sort of thing. -5 stars. There's no argument there.
It's just terrible, isn't it? Yeah. Pieces of poo for even considering to do it.
Yes.
That's what I think. To hell with you. Gilbert's on here. Gilbert was a jobber. He filled his role. I think that's fine. The gobbledygooker, that deserves to be on there. Because, of course, the build to Survivor Series 1990, the massive egg was there. Undertaker was scared he was going to be Eggman.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't. He was Dead Man.
He was the Dead Man. It's just, it's sad when you think who was under the... It was a
Hector
Guerrero. You had a Guerrero.
Yeah.
Under a mask.
Playing... Not Eddie, though. Hector.
No, Hector. But you had a Guerrero all the same under there as the gobbledygooker. It's not a good gimmick.
No.
There's no redeemable qualities of this gimmick in terms of anything. It's
just a dancing turkey because Thanksgiving, Survivor Series, that's where it traditionally happened back in the day, of course, and that's just the why it was a thing.
And it wouldn't have been as bad if they hadn't built it up going, what's in the egg? You know, it's terrible.
This was arguably the main selling point of that year's Survivor Series.
Yeah.
I don't remember because of Undertaker's debut, but heading into the show, it was all about what's in this bastard egg.
Imagine if The Undertaker was the gobbledygooker. That would have been dreadful.
Where do we go? Effing Bullpoo?
Effing Bullpoo.
-5 stars right at the bottom.
Well, yeah, and -5, there's nothing good about it. There's literally nothing good about that gimmick. It's the Swagger Soaring Eagle before the Swagger Soaring Eagle.
I don't know what that is. Oh, the Swagger Soaring Eagle.
Yeah.
I thought you were making a reference to something that wasn't wrestling there. Yeah,
Swagger.
Yeah, his eagle. That was a fun gimmick.
Was it?
Everyone loves an eagle.
Yeah, Americans do.
Black Rain. Now, whatever you do, do not go on Twitter and say to Gold Dust, Dustin Rhodes, Dustin Runnels, Black Rain, because he'll block you.
Yeah, don't do it.
He hates this period of his life.
And I can see why.
And rightfully so, because he had a porn moustache, a horrible wig, and a rat in a cage.
Yeah, it's not a... It's a peak TNA...
I don't even know what the gimmick was about.
It was just Goldust, but he wore black. And he was a bit miserable. And it wasn't a good gimmick for him. He looked like he wasn't having a good time. It's not minus five stars, because it was just legally getting around that Goldust sort of gimmick.
I was going to say, it could have worked.
It could have, but it was at a low point in Dustin Rhodes' life and his career. And it just... There was nothing there. He wasn't inspired in the role. He was clearly not enjoying it if he's blocking people for even referencing it. He wants to forget about it, and I think everyone else should.
Yeah, I think bad is the right place for it on this list. I think the... You know, if Goldust today, or Dustin Rhodes today, was like, I'm just going to be called Black Rain and dressed like that, they could make it work. It was redeemable.
Yeah, there's a chance there. There's potential. And I think, yeah, bad is an appropriate place for it.
We'll just go with a Shockmaster now. I don't know what else we need to say here, but there we go. Just from the look of it, the debut, everything about it, minus five stars.
What I want to know is, what would they have done if they didn't botch that entrance? How big a deal would they have made the Shockmaster?
Surely with a sparkly Stormtrooper helmet, it can't have been anything. Surely. I know it was the early 90s and there was just cartoons everywhere, all the time. But it can't have been anything.
You would think, but it's WCW.
Yeah. They had RoboCop, didn't they?
Yeah, they had RoboCop.
But it's minus five stars. One of the most infamous debuts in professional wrestling history. Shorty G, excuse me now. Who was labelled Shorty G by big bally bastard Baron Corbin because Corbin is tall and Shorty G is short. And then it happened for so long that Shorty G decided to embrace his shortness. Yeah. And be willingly called Shorty G and wear a horrible, like, basketball-inspired attire. It was crap.
For no reason. Because he's not a basketball player.
No,
he's a collegiate wrestler.
Yeah.
Why? It's a pointless gimmick for someone who's incredibly talented that everyone was sort of touting as the next Kurt Angle.
And rightfully so, because you go back to 2015 NXT when American Alpha was in their infancy. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Chad Gable gave Jason Jordan a professional wrestling career.
Yeah.
He gave Jason Jordan crack. Not like banter.
But, yeah.
I don't like saying the word banter.
He gave him the banter.
The Kevorka.
He was massively underutilized in the Shorty G gimmick. I'm glad they're getting away from it. I'm loving his gimmick at the moment.
He's being Kurt Angle.
Sort of thing. He's Kurt Angle. He's doing what we wanted to see him do. But Shorty G, I'm glad we've moved past that.
It's just bad.
Because he did well with it. Yeah. That's the thing.
Did he do well with it?
Yeah, because
nobody cheered him.
But he didn't seem miserable. He came out, gave it his all. Even if the crowd didn't react to it, that's not on him. Like, it's just, no one can get that gimmick over.
It was bad writing as well.
Yeah.
Really bad writing on his part. He was just naff, wasn't he? He's just so much better now, and the stuff he's doing with Otis in the Alpha Academy. Mm. Moving on now to Kevin Thorne, who was a vampire who had a girlfriend, and his girlfriend was also a vampire and liked hanging upside down on the ropes.
Yeah, they did. They did all that, and it's funny that WWE likes their supernatural gimmicks.
Well, this is to coincide again, like the zombie earlier on in the video, with the ECW reboot on Sci-Fi.
It's
because, of course, Kevin Thorne, as we get onto, we'll do a two for one now because Mordecai's coming up as well. That, of course, was Kevin Thorne, who was earmarked for a big feud with The Undertaker. But then I think I might be misremembering this, but I listened to Brucey P's podcast, and they had big plans for Kevin Thorne, The Undertaker. I think it was to have a WrestleMania feud.
Yes.
But then Kevin Thorne, who portrayed Mordecai, of course, did some stuff in a bar and got in trouble, and because of that they took everything away from him and basically pissed it all away. This is off the top of my head, remembering from Brucey P's podcast back in the day.
It's just a sort of missed opportunity. It's one of those what ifs in wrestling, and I think it's an interesting gimmick of Mordecai is that the reverse Undertaker is like, for any DC fans, it's the reverse Flash.
The Schlaff.
Yeah, yes, that's it. But I think it could have... Mordecai had potential.
Schlaff.
Yeah. It's one, a gimmick that they could have gone back to. Like, if he'd actually got it over and if it'd done well, you had a replacement Undertaker. Maybe he might not have been as good.
What, no?
And he probably wouldn't have had as big a career as we've seen, but it had potential more than just Kevin Thorne.
Yeah. So Kevin Thorne is worse than Mordecai. Is that what we're saying?
I would say Kevin Thorne... is bad.
He's still making a living off the Kevin Thorne name today, though.
There you go.
Mordecai. I think they're both on an even keel, mate.
Yeah, but it's not as bad.
Yeah, so we'll put... Yeah, so bad's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Badder is that way. Other if we are ranking... We haven't ranked these ones in terms of bad.
Well, not, but we'll get to that.
At the end. Max Moon.
What's your thoughts?
It's one of those... Well, I'll say it again.
Yeah.
You're embarrassed to be a wrestling fan when he comes out.
Imagine... What are you watching? Oh, it's just... Nothing.
And the craziest thing was, obviously, originally it was going to be Conan portraying Max Moon because he was the biggest star in Mexican wrestling at the time, like a pop star, so he was.
Yeah.
Got all the ladies, him and Vampiro Phenomenal. Back in the day. And then they're going to put that on him.
Yeah.
Terrible idea.
Terrible, terrible. Imagine doing that now.
Yeah.
That would be atrocious.
Yeah, what's the closest we've been to in terms of like a super... Neville?
Neville when
they Nikki
the
ASH.
Yeah, but that's not as... Terrible. Nowhere near as terrible. That's
There's
even
a
on our list.
Of self-awareness with Nikki A.S.H. Whereas this was like he's in that. But again, it's a sign of the times. This was like the early 90s in the WWF.
Yeah.
At the time, it was all cartoon gimmicks and
cartoons and occupations. And his occupation was
Superman from the moon.
Yeah.
Next up, we move on to the superhero in training phrase. If you put the first letter of what I've just said there in order, what does it spell out?
I don't want to say it. I can't say it because we'll get...
Bring
we'll
Me
get
the Horizon
off.
Sung about it once they said, sugar, honey, ice and tea.
Yeah,
it's the same sort of
you've
thing.
You've done a lot of singing in today's tier list.
I'm a big fan of singing, mate. Yeah. I'm a wonderful singer. Anyway, we got Big Old Bloody Rosie, who was the superhero in training under the Hurricane. It was funny because the Hurricane was, relatively small, because in real life he's not small.
But
relatively, in terms of the roster back in the early noughties, he was small. And Rosie was massive.
Oh, he was a big boy.
And Rosie was the inferior to the smaller man, and I guess that's where the joke was.
He did well with the character. Like, it's a bad gimmick to get saddled with in terms of, like...
Especially when he were 3 minute warning.
Yeah.
They were good
then.
They
were really good. And I think Rosie had a bit more potential than what they utilised. But for me, it is just bad.
It is just bad.
It is just bad. There's nothing terrible. It's not effing bull poo. It's just bad.
And I guess there is that little bit of awareness there with the crappy name to go like, oh, this isn't a serious gimmick. So, you know, if your non-wrestling fan friend comes around, he goes, oh, I can see what they're doing there.
And it was attached to the Hurricane. And the Hurricane was quite kind of what always... Maybe not. He's not a featured prominent star, but he was always around that mix of like, oh, he's a comedy character. You notice what you're doing.
There we go. Just bad. Just plain old bad. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, he had a mantor. E-I-E-I-O. What noise did mantor make, Fraser?
Oh, I can't even do it.
Go on, Fraser. Give it the beans.
I can't do
Come on, you're a Gary YouTube, for goodness sake.
What was the noise, Ross?
Really good. I'm 30 years of age. How old are you?
I'm 23.
We're doing cow noises.
Yeah.
Or mantle noises.
We're doing cowies.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we were. Bloody hell. Get us through the end of this tier list. Anyway, -5 stars for Mantar.
Yeah, there's nothing good coming from that gimmick. It's the Shockmaster sort of all over again, isn't it?
Yeah. When he took the thing off and it was the big bald head with the paint on, it was like, oh dear. It should be one of those gimmicks like... It's a famous one from Brucey P. Once again, I used to be a big fan of that podcast. Just listen to him tell stories that you knew were bollocks. It was entertaining.
Yep.
But he would always tell the story of Terry Taylor as the Red Rooster. It was supposed to be like the Kevorka of a Red Rooster, like, you know, going around the hen going like, oh, I'm going to shag you and, chickens. not actually being a Red Rooster going, this should have been the Kevorka of a mantar.
Okay.
Not actually being
a mantar.
A big bull thing.
But like just... you're a wrestler and you're like, I want to be a tough champion.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on the head of a cow.
The gimmick should have been Rhino.
Yeah,
wasn't actually a Rhino.
No, it wasn't.
Rhino did a big move like a Rhino would do, the spear. Obviously,
Rhino does a wood head, but
Mantle should have been more like that than what it was, and because it was what it was. Now, Jim Cornette with it, by the way, and Jim Cornette couldn't even make it work.
Yeah, so it must have been bad.
It was really bad.
-5 stars.
-5 stars. The Spirit Squad.
Right, so I actually think they were very fun. And as much as they're a crappy gimmick, again, it's the thing that they did well with it. And they had a tag team title reign, which, looking at the list of everyone else in there, we've got B Team in there, and we put them down at this sort of not even bad when you think about it, partly because they had a title reign.
Yeah.
So I think the Spirit Squad has to be in that conversation. They knew what they were very self-aware, although WWE treated them in a way that was like, oh, look at the male cheerleaders, that's a weird thing.
You should hate them because they're male cheerleaders, which is danced and stuff. Again, even though it's really athletic.
It's really
I wish I could throw a man in the air like that.
It's dancing or jumping about and doing cheerleading. It's not that weird.
And it's not even that bad, we think, because they were, to a man, pretty good wrestlers. I know Kenny Dykstra was obviously earmarked as the standout boy. Dolph Ziggler speaks for himself. Then you've got Mikey! And you've got... Dickie. I can't remember all the names now. Well, Nicky, Nicky was obviously Nick Nemeth.
Nick Nemeth.
None of them crapped the bed, I thought, when they were doing the wrestling.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love their finisher. I love it when they were just, especially on Shawn Michaels. For some reason, when Shawn Michaels took that alley-oop thing, he would go really high.
Got really high. It's just a shame they got buried on TV, getting sent back to OVW.
In a box.
But they're not even bad when you really think about it.
When you really think about it, it's not even that bad. So next up, we have Vito. Now, Fraser, you've done a bit of re-jogging of the memory about Vito. Tell us why Vito wore a dress.
So there was a lot of reports and rumours saying that it was Vito's idea to do it, but it wasn't. It was Stephanie McMahon had been watching The Sopranos and seen one of the characters on there was called Vito, and he was gay. And they should thought, let's make our Vito wear a dress, which
I don't know where she gets it from, being the daughter of Vince McMahon.
And then... I think on TV he was part of the Full Blooded Italians, and they were, a couple other wrestlers went to Nunzio and went, oh, we saw Vito wearing a dress downtown. And he's like, no, he would never do that. Why would Vito wear a dress? That's weird. And then he started turning up on TV in a dress.
And he would wrestle in his dress.
And people, JBL refused to do commentary when Vito was wrestling, and numerous wrestlers refused to wrestle him because he was wearing a dress. Horrendous gimmick. Purely because of just how -5 stars straight away. It's not a very nice gimmick.
No,
it's mean.
Yeah,
and it's not even like it's because he's just wearing a dress. There's nothing wrong with that.
If you want to wear a dress,
that's fine. Mantar's wearing.
Now a lot of people are going to go, well, Ross, you were involved in WCPW and you had a match where the loser had to put on a dress. And I'll say to you, I wasn't on the booking team. So up yours.
Yeah.
I agree, it's a -5 stars gimmick, and shame on Stephanie McMahon. And again, especially when you're looking at Vito, when I was getting into wrestling in WCW around 99-2000, you think about the Mamelukes. I break your fingers. So you can't eat the cheese sandwich.
it's why it's working so well in NXT right now. The Italian gimmick.
It's a bit different.
But the thing with this gimmick is it could have done something really progressive and something really sort of nice around it and going, it doesn't matter what he's wearing, he's still one of the most talented members of the roster or whatever. But instead they went the mean way.
Yeah.
And today, it wouldn't be allowed now, and it shouldn't be allowed now. It shouldn't have been allowed back then in 2005, 2006.
Yeah, and it's a shame to see people like Vito. I don't know what he's like as a person, but as a wrestler, he was quite good. Like, obviously, go back to me, WCW, found him in the hardcore division. Mm-hmm. I found him entertaining when I was an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
We're moving on now to the hip-hop hippo and Funkasaurus himself.
From Planet Funk.
It's effing bullpoo or -5 stars, one of the two.
I think it's...
I reckon some people might have found it entertaining, so we'll put it in effing bullpoo.
You've got to think, WWE at that time, we're talking 2011, 2012, 2013 era, that is PG WWE.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what they wanted. The worst aspect of this gimmick is like Veer. Like Emelina, they built up Brodus Clay for months and months and months, and he came out and danced.
But I tell you, I quite like the shock of it, looking back on it now.
Funk is on.
Because obviously he was whose henchman was he for the longest time?
Oh, we don't want to mention him.
Oh,
Alberto something God, other. No. We don't want to talk about him. But he was the henchman, and he was the NXT, you know.
But the fact he came back is the polar opposite of that. Just like, oh, big henchman gimmick. Initially, I was like, looking back on it now.
It's not good, but
he's a dickhead these days.
Yeah, he is. He's saying stuff online and on TV programs we don't agree with. It's not a great gimmick. Like we're saying numerous times before, there's no potential to it in terms of going anywhere. As a comedy gimmick, it works, but it just not well.
But it is just a shame because when you are a larger fella in the WWE back in the day, no matter who you were, you were going to dance eventually because Vince McMahon likes seeing big lads dance.
It's a strange fascination he's got, isn't it? It's just, you're big, dance.
You know,
go
I bet
for it.
Omos is the guy who's gone, phew, the loudest of all. with all the stuff that's gone down recently, yeah. Because you would assume that now he's not going to be dancing in the future.
You would hope so.
You would assume.
You would hope so.
Hopefully, anyway. The Yate.
Well, I don't think we
Who isn't a Yate? He's a mummy.
He's a mummy, but they went and called him the Yate. I don't think you can place anything above minus 5 stars.
His debut was brilliant, though. When he came out and just started humping Hogan from the rear. Fantastic. Yeah, it's the sort of content you want on your wrestling.
Yeah, but what year is that? That was
95. Halloween
so,
Havoc.
You know, you rush home from school, you're watching it on TV. That's not what you want to be seeing on
the
TV.
I should have looked this over. It was the match with the monster trucks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
On the roof.
Was it? Yeah, it might have been.
I think so.
Let us know in the comments below.
I can't remember. I've gone blank. Anyway,
just the character.
It's around that period of time. It was the feud with Paul White, wasn't it?
It's the zombie 10 years before. Yeah. It's the zombie 10 years before, and it's not good. It's Jack's favourite gimmick, right enough.
Yeah.
But it's not good. It's minus 5 stars.
It is minus 5 stars. And I think that is a nice way to end this tier list, because I'm looking at the other gimmicks. Some of them I don't recognise. One's got a horrible thing that we can't show on YouTube. Otherwise, we'll get demonetised.
And there's some of them are just baffling choices in there.
Donald Trump's on there for some reason.
I mean, we mentioned that we were going to rate their choices here. Cameron Grimes
should not be on there.
Xavier
Abaddon
Woods.
Should not be on there.
No, Abaddon, neither Xavier Woods.
John Moxley, when he had pink hair, it's just pink hair.
And Brody Lee.
Brody Lee,
definitely
the exalted
on
one.
There. So get those off the bottom of that list.
West
They're
Coast
fantastic.
Pop _ on Twitter. So yeah, this one's on the tier maker, as is all the Cultaholic ones that we've done in the past. They're all on there. You can just scroll down to the bottom of the page and see who's created them, to see the ones we've made. But there we go. We go, of course, through the tiers now and work out who needs to go up and who needs to go down. So not even bad when you think about it. The B Team, Raw Tag Team Championships, the Spirit Squad, good wrestlers to a man.
Yeah.
Did their job okay.
Yeah.
Shame.
No, I don't think they need to move worse. They're not worse than that.
They're not worse than that. Gene Snitsky, fine big man. Yeah. Kicked a baby, fantastic. Yeah. The Boogeyman did his role well. Three count, I love them. Mm-hmm. Muhammad Hassan, the initial gimmick, not what it turned into. Not the worst ever.
Yeah.
Fine. A gimmick that could be used today, which is a sad commentary on the world.
This is the area I think we might have to move some little bit.
So Emelina is bad.
Yes. We set that as the base.
Bad.
But I think if we're saying Muhammad Hassan started off good and it was the end point that was worse, I don't think she's the worst off the bad tier.
No.
I think she's at the complete
opposite end, yeah.
Because again, there could have been something there. It was just they wasted the opportunity and the talent there.
Becky Lynch is lazy bad.
It is lazy bad, but is it worse than Isaac Yankum?
No,
it's not, and it's not worse than Black Rain. Is it worse?
It's in the same sort of ballpark
as Shorty G. So I think right there is.
I think we move those. That
Kevin Thorne, I think, is worse than Mordecai. So I think
that's the bad tier as it is.
Yeah, I don't.
Or is Black Rain worse? Black Rain's worse than
Isaac Yankum.
Because at least Isaac Yankum had matches with like Bret Hart and stuff, didn't he?
And you would imagine that Glenn Jacobs isn't embarrassed about that period of his career.
No.
He may be.
Maybe we move Black Rain up a bit.
I wouldn't object.
Into there.
Right at the bottom. Is he worse or better than
He's worse than the Funkadactyls. He's worse than Paul Burchill.
Yeah.
I mean, if Dustin Rhodes hates this as much as he does, let's put him there. You're welcome, Dustin.
Yeah,
I know you're
go.
A big fan, obviously. Into the effing bullpoo, not quite the worst tier, but the second worst tier. Akeem deserves to be there.
Yes.
AJ Styles' flair is not as bad as Akeem the African Dream, I would argue, but it's still really bad.
It's bad.
Heidenreich, no.
No.
I don't think
I think we're solid there.
I'd keep them as they are.
Yeah.
Into the worst tier we go now, and this is down to you, Fraser. This is the tradition here as we're doing the Gary YouTube, and I always ask the guest Gary, is Kung Fu Naki worse than Black Rain?
Yeah.
In fact, no, we're going to leave Dustin there. Definitive worst because he hates it.
Yeah.
And if he hates it, we hate it too.
Okay.
He seems a nice man. He's got lovely dogs.
Yeah,
he's got nice dogs. He's got a lovely new mastiff called Beast.
Yeah. We both like dogs. So
Oklahoma. Is Oklahoma worse than Kung Fu Naki? This is a really hard question.
It is a very hard question. In my mind, all the three that we've got there, Kung Fu Naki, Oklahoma, and Eugene, are all on the same pedestal.
Right, we'll keep them there.
I think that's, although they're in that order, they're the same.
Right, so Gobbledygooker, is that worse than the zombie?
No.
Is the Shockmaster worse than the zombie?
Yes. He didn't even get through his entrance.
Is Max Moon worse than the Shockmaster?
No.
Is Mantle worse than the Shockmaster?
No.
Vito in his dress is worse than the Shockmaster?
No.
Is the
Actually, I'm moving Vito.
Should we move him into there?
No, because in terms of what we were saying earlier of how bad it was, and just in terms of surrounding it and the context that they used it in, I think it goes way down the minus five stars. I think we put it, it's worse than the zombie. I think it's worse than Shockmaster. It's in that group there because it's mean and it's picking on someone.
A large, large clip. It's a good reasoning there.
Yeah.
And then finally, the Yeti worse than Vito?
No.
We'll keep that there?
Yeah, I think that's an appropriate minus five stars.
So there we have it. In the opinion of West Coast Pop _ with 114 followers on Twitter. Those were the worst professional wrestling gimmicks of all time, and we have worked out that, minus the de facto choice of Black Rey because Dustin Rhodes hates it so much, the Kung Fu Naki, Oklahoma, and Eugene are the worst.
They're minus five stars. The minus five stars. They're the worst. They're the worst.
Yeah. So take that one. Argue. Tell us we're wrong about them. I dare you.
Yeah.
You'll make yourself like a fool. Don't do that. But if you want to give the comment down below, please leave one. It helps with the algorithms and whatnot. Give the video a like. Give Cultaholic Wrestling a subscribe. Why not, eh? Any closing remarks, Gary?
No, I think that was a really fun list to go down. It's a tough one. There were some tough areas of that.
It makes you proud to be a wrestling fan, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think I want to go and watch some good gimmicks now.
Maybe we should. Yeah, well, we should probably do that. Who is the best gimmick
Who's
of all time? Coming in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I've been Gary YouTube. That's been some more Gary YouTubing. The basic bitch content all the YouTubers do are no better than them. He's been Gary YouTube as well. And we'll see you next time as we look for the best gimmick in the history of professional wrestling. Find out who that is when we do it, whenever that happens. Ta-da.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.